Hey church, this is Paul, one of your pastors. Welcome back to the Disciple SBC podcast. If you've been listening to this podcast, you'll note that this is the first time that you're not just getting a recorded Sunday school class. And while those classes are the main material you'll hear each week on this podcast, we do also hope to every now and then add a variety of resources, like this interview with a member. With that in mind, today I'm joined by Tangi. Hi Tangi, how are you?
Hey Paul, doing good.
Tangi is here today to take a few minutes to chat about Adorn. So this will be geared toward our women members, but men, if you're listening, let me encourage you to listen all the way through and then maybe send it to a woman in the church that you are friends with or your wife, spouse, who might benefit from attending Adorn. So with that said, first off, for those in our church of Tangi who might be unfamiliar, what is Adorn?
So Adorn is a ladies' retreat for the women of both Stafford Baptist Church and women in the Pillar Church Network. The official website version of the definition says that Adorn is a weekend gathering created for women to not only come together in fellowship, but to be reminded of the spiritual nourishment that deeply roots our faith and encourages us to abide in His love in all seasons of life. So essentially, it's a weekend for us to be removed from life's distractions and busyness and to just be refreshed spiritually, relationally, even physically.
That's great. And why then would you encourage women to take time out of their weekend to attend Adorn?
Well, a lot of reasons really. But the biggest one would be just to connect with the other women at Stafford Baptist Church.
Have you found that to be a benefit yourself?
I definitely have. I have a lot on my plate, and just getting away and without distraction, being able to connect to those ladies is essential for me.
That's great. And how many years have you attended Adorn?
Well, the simple answer is all of them. My first year at Stafford Baptist Church was the first year of Adorn.
Oh, no way.
So that was 2013. So the last 2 years we haven't had it, so I lost count. Maybe seven.
That's great. So, I think we talked a little bit about what you've benefited from. Anything else maybe you've benefited from past Adorn retreats?
Yeah, Adorn has been really great for me. I've left every conference with really great takeaways. Particularly one growing year for me was in 2018. We had some really great breakout sessions for the first time. And one was on discipleship. And I just came away from that retreat encouraged and ready to take discipleship seriously, and even entered into two different discipling relationships after that retreat.
Praise God. That's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about this year's retreat. Is there a theme for the retreat?
There is a theme. This year's theme is abiding in all seasons, and we'll be really digging deep into John 15.
John 15. That sounds great. Okay. Well, as we kind of wrap up, any maybe particular logistics that the women of SBC should know about, maybe those who want to register or other things, anything that they should know about?
The best place to find registration information is on the Stafford Baptist Church website. And then just that weekend, the retreat weekend is March 25th and 26th. So on Friday the 25th, we'll want to be up at the 4-H Center before 6 o'clock. That's really when things get going. So carpooling's really encouraged. I personally plan to leave Stafford Baptist Church around 3:30, right after school. And then things wrap up on Saturday night around 8 p.m. The cost is $75, which covers your stay, the conference, three meals. And it's at a 4-H Center, not a Hilton, so keep that in mind. The buildings we do have reserved are new, but we do have to bring our own bedding and towels, all those kind of items. And then the other big thing you should know is that on Saturday afternoon, we have some free time that's built in, and each church, someone from each church is planning an excursion. So I'm personally leading one of them, which is a hike at the Shenandoah State Park. We'll hike along the river. And of course, Stafford Baptist ladies are welcome to attend that with me, but you don't have to. You can choose any of the excursions that you would like to go on.
Awesome. So there's lots of information in there. So I'll just repeat. So Friday, March 25th through Saturday, March 26th, that's the event timing. And just go to our website, staffordbaptistchurch.org. And on the home screen, there's a little box that says Adorn, and you can click on that, and that'll take you to all that information and other things that you might want to know about. And then Tangie's here on Sunday mornings. Well, she's here a lot, but here on Sunday mornings, and you can chat with her there. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you'd like to add, Tangie?
Yeah, just in closing, it's just been a really tough couple of years, and I know that it's really hard to put yourself back out there and reconnect after just such a long season of isolation. So I just really want to encourage the ladies of Stafford Baptist Church to just take a chance. Come and join us. Come and join me. And I promise that I personally will not let anyone feel like you don't belong, because you do.
That's great. Awesome. Well, let me also conclude with just a couple brief encouragements. First, about money and $75. Women, if that's keeping you from being able to attend, please reach out to Tangie or to myself or one of the elders. We'd be glad to talk about a sponsorship. We don't want money to keep you from being able to go. And like Tangie said, we'd also encourage you to set up rides and ride with other people, and you can split the cost of gas and all of that, those kinds of things. So don't let money keep you from attending. And then secondly, men, if you pushed all the way through these 7 minutes or so, let me encourage you to do whatever you can to enable and encourage your wives to go. Well, hope you enjoyed that. And if you have questions about Adorn or anything else, you can contact Tangie or myself or one of the elders. And we'll see you all on Sunday.